From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says world power should find a way to restart long-stalled talks on North Korea's nuclear program, even if it means Pyongyang negotiators are not present. Park also expressed frustration with the current mechanism of six-party talks, which have not been held in 7 years. Reacting to Park's proposal, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hung Lee called for the resumption of the six-party talks in order to help denuclearize the Korean Peninsula as soon as possible. Washington officials have yet to comment on the proposal. The militant group Al-Shabaab says it's responsible for an attack at a popular seaside restaurant in the Somali capital, killing at least 20 people Thursday evening. Sheikh Somo was there. He says that the attackers started shooting from the seaside and that he ran to a gate hoping it was safe. Then a huge explosion erupted. He saw many people lying on the ground and crying for help. Top Somali intelligence official tells VOA's Somali service that security forces were able to capture the leader of the gunmen. Myanmar's military-backed government has released 102 prisoners, including many jailed on political charges, in a move that comes just before it's set to hand power to a pro-democracy opposition party. Among those freed was 32-year-old New Zealand citizen Philip Blackwood, who was sent to prison for using an image of Buddha in a flyer that a judge said insulted Buddhism. At least 537 people remain jailed on political charges, according to the Association for Political Prisoners. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Greek maritime officials say at least 15 bodies have been recovered in two separate incidents off the Greek islands Friday, as a seemingly unending wave of migrants continues to travel over treacherous winter waters to seek refuge in Europe. A search is underway for other migrants still missing. The International Organization for Migration said earlier this week that since the beginning of 2016, an estimated 31,200 migrants and refugees have arrived in Greece by sea. The IOM said the number of maritime arrivals in Greece may significantly exceed the record number of migrants who arrived last year. The migration agency says 48% of the migrant arrivals in Greece have been Syrians. Afghan government and Taliban representatives are expected to meet in the Gulf state of Qatar Saturday for two-day unofficial discussions on ways to end the conflict in Afghanistan. Pugwash Conferences, a Nobel Prize-winning science group promoting solutions to armed conflicts, is hosting the meeting. Afghan civil society and peace activists, as well as foreign observers, have also been invited. In a related story, the Taliban faction that has claimed responsibility for the massacre at a Pakistani university that killed 21 people earlier this week says that assault was just the beginning of more attacks to come. In a video message released on social media Friday, Khalifa Umar Mansour, the leader of the breakaway Taliban group, promised more attacks on schools and universities across the country. Mansour described Pakistan's educational institutions as, quote, nurseries for those who challenge Allah's law. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban, Mohammad Khorsani, said earlier this week that his group had nothing to do with the university attack, adding that non-military targets are not on his list of targets. Haitian President Michel Martelly says Sunday's presidential runoff election will go on as planned despite opposition-led violence. Thousands of anti-government protesters marched in Port-au-Prince this week. The opposition candidate, Jude Celestin, is threatening to boycott the vote, citing alleged voter fraud in the first round held in October, but his name is still on the ballot. Residents of the U.S. East Coast are preparing for a major snowstorm, expected Friday afternoon and to continue through early Sunday. Heavy snow is expected in at least 15 states with historical blizzard conditions in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, New York City metro areas. Weather officials forecast between 30 and 90 centimeters of snow. Residents have also been warned of strong, possibly damaging winds, significant icing, and coastal flooding. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.